Well, Charlotte, going into that arena, it felt different here in Las Vegas. This crowd were excited to see you. How pleased were you with your effort today?
Oh, I was really, really pleased with my test today. I thought I did well. I think, you know, Blueberry really, really tried his hardest, and he never fails to let me down. And it's just such a fantastic feeling to be able to go in that arena with all those people. You know, it's a tiny arena. It's so different for us to start inside it. I don't think I've ever started inside an arena at Grand Prix level. So for me, it was like really strange to be inside and starting like that.
You have expressed concerns that the old boy hasn't taken to the jet lagged. Was he feeling fine today, as if he was back to something like his old self?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was a little bit worried about him. He was quite flat and not himself. And obviously he's done a massive journey, and jet lag has hit him, as well as having the temperature change. It's all stuff that he's kind of had to acclimatize to, and, you know, myself as well. And I got on him today and he just felt ready to go. I think he just knew what he had to do, and he just, you know, that's what I mean. He just never lets me down. So.
And when you're coming here, your expectations was always so high for you and the leg room. Anywhere where you felt you just might not have quite hit the mark, but as sort of over here today?
No, I mean, I was generally really, really happy. Probably my first two PFC was still a bit hot, so I couldn't quite get my leg on, and I touched him in my second one, and I think I got a few double beats, but otherwise I was really, really happy.
And for you coming to Las Vegas, outside the MGM, you see a great big picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like for a girl a few years ago to see yourself on a Las Vegas billboard.
I know. It's very surreal, and I have to thank everybody that's supported me, because since I've been here, I've had so many fans, you know, from all over the world come in here to watch and support me, and it's been really, really nice to have that.
It's not easy to get here, so presumably this is a bit of an experience coming to Las Vegas and being able to perform with Allegro.
Yeah, obviously, we're really lucky. We have a whole team of people behind us. You know, we're really lucky we've got we've got lottery funding, which has helped fund us to get here, and also provided us with a vet and physio. So we are so lucky that we have that team. Everybody doesn't get to see that at home of what we have, but we have a great, great team and support behind the scenes.
And obviously now we've got the freestyle coming up. And again, after today, presumably your expectations are now something like you can come up with a really good test.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think of what other people think of that. You know, I just go out there to do my best, to enjoy it. You know, when you're riding a horse like Allegro, you know, how can you not enjoy it? I mean, you know, if you think about what pressure you have and what everybody thinks that you should be the expectations on my shoulders of what everybody thinks, you know, I wouldn't enjoy it. So I have to go in there to just do my best. And, you know, with the freestyle, I absolutely love it. Allegro loves it. And I just really look forward to it.
It'll be noisy when you go into the arena.
I think so. And I think, you know, the last bit, I think I'm sure they'll be cheering along. And, yesterday in practice, they were clapping. And every little bit that you do, you know, they were cheering. So, it's going to be very, very exciting.